And now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 4th of November 2024. The general synopsis at 1800. Subtropical storm Patty, 400 miles west of Trafalgar, becoming post-tropical, expected northwest Trafalgar, 1004 by 1800 Monday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Westerly or southwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. South at Sierra. Northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable, mainly south, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Fisher, northwest 3 to 5, backing west 2 to 4, then becoming variable later, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. German Bight, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 4 or 5 later and southwest, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, east or southeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth. Easterly or southeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north and 2 in south. Fog patches in south. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in south. Biscay. East or southeast, 3 to 5, fog patches in north and east. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north and east. Trafalgar. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, later in northwest. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, east or southeast, 3 to 5, occasional drizzle in north, then rain in south, perhaps thundery. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in south. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. East or southeast, 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Shannon. Southeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in west, drizzle at times, moderate or good. Rockall. Southerly, backing southeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in west, drizzle, moderate or good. Malin, Hebrides. South or southeast, 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Bailey. South, backing southeast later, 4 to 6, drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. South or southwest, 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Faroes. South or southwest, 4 or 5, decreasing 3 at times later, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And southeast Iceland. Southerly or southwesterly, 5 or 6, decreasing 4 later, rain or drizzle, fog banks later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and very poor later. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 3rd of November. Tyree Automatic, south by east, 4, 15 miles, 1026, steady. Stornoway, south 3, 22 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest 4, rain, 3 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, south by east 3, 14 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south southwest 1, 6 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Lucas, calm. 27 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Boomer, south by east, 2, 1029, rising slowly. Bridlington, southeast by south, 4, 1028, falling slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast, 3, 5 miles, 1027. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east by south, 4, 1025, falling slowly. Jersey, east by south, 3, 6 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast 4, 1025. Silly automatic, south-southeast 3, 12 miles, 1024, now falling. Milford Haven, east 2, 9 miles, 1025, steady. Aberporth, east-southeast 2, 16 miles, 1026, steady. Valley, south-southeast 4, 32 miles, 1026, steady. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 2, 5 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Valencia, southeast by east 2, 22 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southeast by east 3, 9 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Mallon Head, southeast 3, 6 miles, 1025, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast 3, slight drizzle, 11 miles, 1026, steady. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday, the 3rd of November, 2024. The general situation. High pressure over Central Europe and the North Sea will maintain mainly settled but often cloudy conditions across the British inshore waters during Monday, although the cloud will be thick enough to give a little drizzle in places. The wind will be mostly light or moderate in strength, although locally fresh in some western and northern areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast, 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 at times, drizzle at times, mainly in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 at times in south, fair, then occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South 3 or 4, backing southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, mainly fair, then drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, mainly fair, then drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northmorland. Easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Northmorland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or southeasterly, becoming variable later 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or southeast 3 or 4, backing east or northeast 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 from start point westwards, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 and north, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first and south, then becoming variable 3 or less for a time, mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 at times in Morecambe Bay and Solway Firth. Drizzle at times, mainly in north, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. Southeast 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in North Channel. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in North Channel, decreasing 2 at times in Firth of Clyde, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in west, becoming variable 2 at times in east, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in south and 2 in north, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. and Shetland Isles. South or southwest, 2 to 4, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping forecast. And as I often say, it's wonderful to hear what the shipping forecast means to you and where you tune in at 12 minutes to 1 each night. Antonio Rappel writes to say, I've been enamoured with the shipping forecast ever since I came to the UK from Germany for my undergrad in 1998. A girl in my year, a wonderful cultural ambassador, mentioned it, and I thought it sounded odd and wonderful. I listened to the late edition more and more frequently as I became more and more of a night owl as my studies progressed from bachelor to master and finally PhD. These days, I'm afraid, she says, I'm not listening to it from any of the regions mentioned, but via internet radio from my kitchen in Frankfurt, a happy space I call German Bite. With many thanks for a bit of reliable nighttime liturgy for everyone still up at 2 a.m. CET. That's from Antonia. Lovely to hear from you. Well, that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Tom Sanders in the newsroom and myself, I'm Ryan here in Broadcasting House. If you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Iowa.
At 1 o'clock GMT, welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Paul Moss. The pro-Western candidate Maia Sandu has claimed victory in Moldova's presidential elections. We ask what this means for the country and for Vladimir Putin's designs on a strategically important region. The King of Spain has been pelted with mud on a visit to Valencia, many locals furious at the delay in bringing much-needed relief.
We are outraged. This is a great country, but with disgusting, incompetent leaders.
Also in this programme, we hear how Ukrainian Americans plan to vote in this week's election. The Iranian student who took off her clothes in public, was it a protest? And the Nigerians now living with no electricity.
I've not had light for the past 6 weeks. It's driving me crazy.
We'll have all of that and more after this bulletin of international news.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. Moldova's President Maia Sandu has claimed victory over her pro-Moscow challenger Alexander Stoyanoglu. Official figures from the runoff election show her establishing a clear lead with 98% of the votes counted. Speaking to thrilled supporters, President Sandu said voters had saved Moldova from hostile foreign forces, a reference to alleged Russian election interference, which Moscow denies.
Moldova, you still vingatoare.
Moldova, you are victorious. Today, dear Moldovans, you have given a lesson in democracy worthy of being written in the history books. Today, you have saved Moldova. In this choice for a dignified future, no one lost.
The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen congratulated President Sandu, saying it took rare courage to overcome the challenges she had faced. In the final 48 hours of the US presidential election campaign, both candidates have been concentrating on the seven swing states most likely to decide the outcome. Polls suggest the eventual result could be extremely tight. Visiting Pennsylvania, the Republican Donald Trump complained that not all states require voters to show identification.
The people that vote, you know, the real Democrats, they actually tell me all the time, I don't know why the hell we can't have voter ID. They know it's crooked. There's only one reason you don't want voter ID. There's only one reason, and that's to cheat.
Mr. Trump also suggested he wouldn't mind journalists being shot, although his campaign team has insisted the comments were a joke. His rival Kamala Harris was in Michigan, appealing to traditionally Republican voting men to support the Democrats. More rain is falling in the devastated Spanish region of Valencia, where irate residents earlier pelted King Felipe, Queen Letizia and the Prime Minister with mud, calling them murderers.